per se?
Hey Warwick. Hey Warwick, have you started stretching, mate? You ready? Don't limit up, mate.
All right, here we go. I am a J-Pop fan.
Here it is.
Let's go.
One for me and copy yourself.
I only take what's mine.
Taking four.
Daryl Summers. Mary. You like that fade out?
I loved it. Hey, it wasn't a fade out, it was a fucking quick stop.
It was a quick stop. That was in honor of my old mate Daryl Summers.
Hey, what about when I thank our listeners because we're number one?
We'll get to that. But
Tony, I actually pot-vaulted the toilet when you told me that.
Yes, I know. I could see you were getting a little.
I was in Baghdad when you were in Dad Bags.
I know.
I fuck that up?
Let's test our drumsticks. There they are, sponsored by Essential Drumsticks.
I bet that's all, folks. The only company that sells fuck all.
The only drumstick company in the world that sells fuck all.
Unlike ghost bedding, it sells shitloads.
All right, hold on. Let me be keeping that a secret for a minute. Welcome to another episode of the T-Wiz Podcast. I'm Tony Marks, and this is Warwick Capper.
And we're going worldwide.
The first million-dollar player in the AFL. It is a fact that between the two of us, we played nearly 400 games and kicked... No. How many games did we play?
170.
170 games and kicked nearly 400 goals.
Oh, I love your honesty. Three cheers for Warwick and to a second extent, Tony. I love that little fake clapping. It makes me...
That was very nice, wasn't it?
It sounds like I'm on Neighbours.
What happened when you were on Neighbours, mate? Tell us about that. What'd you do to Kylie Minogue?
I went out with her 2 years.
Did you chop her?
Both holes. Isn't her old man coming later? And that was, I want to get her to the next porno, but I didn't have the porno happening then, but it was 10 years ago. But another great story, she bought 30 houses, they called her a skin budgie. She had 28 number ones.
She had 28 number ones?
Only had number one. Only had one. I was the middle of the 80s. Unlike Electric Mary in front of me.
Warwick.
I'm the Swans fan.
How many did you sell?
1.4, I bought 1.3 myself. Other 100,000 were gay. But everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
I was a gay icon with Kylie Minogue.
There it is again. The crowd goes wild for you tonight, Warwick.
Thank you, Rusty and Tony.
You're on fire.
I am higher than Joe Cocker.
You are higher than Joe Cocker.
Fridges for David. He likes the big red. We work out.
Speaking of higher than Joe Cocker, joining us for the entire episode tonight is the legend of Australian music, our very own legend of the T-Wiz podcast, the one and only...
One of the best in Australia.
Rusty Brown from Electric Mary.
One of the best worldwide. Used to go roller skate with him.
There you go, buddy.
And he used to try and chop Lisa, but I got him first.
Oh, never.
Every hole's a winner.
Hey, is that why she bought you the Baileys, mate?
Shit, yeah. She tried to suck up his ass.
She did.
And yeah. I love the girls drink Baileys.
We were close neighbours.
Oh,
everybody loves good neighbours.
I've had a couple of close neighbours in my day.
Yeah.
What about Little
Kylie Minogue just won a Grammy.
Yep.
She did. Yeah.
And she wore red. She looked hot. Red bra, red undies.
Did she?
Yep.
And bought her parents a house. Lived in America and England.
Her mother's been on our show, seven or eight times?
Is she coming later, isn't she?
I think she's calling in a bit later. Yeah. Apparently her and Harold have had a blue. Apparently Harold slopped his whopper on the back seat of the Bentley.
Yeah,
and
Harold's
she's not happy
yeah,
with
you
it.
Know Harold. Harold's that ugly and make a train take a dirt road.
Oh.
And Harold's lost 28 kilos of fat, now he can't get one.
Oh, there it is.
And Sam Newman couldn't come. He said that must plastic surgery. When he cries, the tears run down his back.
Oh, I'm gonna
Warwick's on fire today with Jacob here from Gorsbeck. Warwick Kappa.
Don't say that.
All right.
I'm gonna edit your name out of the show.
We can't say his name, he's a ghost.
He's a all right, stop talking about it.
But we can talk about Shannon Noll.
Shannon Noll. You spoke to Shannon the other day. He's coming back on.
And Lee Kernaghan.
And Lee, is it Kernaghan?
27 golden guitars. And he just signed me up for the Star Kicks.
Star Kicks, yes.
$300 yeah. 5 minutes. So if you want to...
So you've dropped your price, mate.
Yeah, it was $450, but I got fuck all that week. So
yep.
It's gone down to $299.
I noticed you sold a bottle of Kappa Shiraz just recently.
Fucking thank God. I opened the fucking shop and I sold fuck all. Tony goes, it's only $400. I'll get it for 200. I'm so fuck all aftershave. That's cost me $1,500.
I'm like, mate, just because you got a shop, you got to fucking tell people it's there.
You got a point.
You got to tell people.
I didn't know the postage were $28.99.
I mean, just to build the brand on the cap of Shiraz, how much do you pay a bottle?
$3.99.
And how much you sell them for?
$106 plus postage.
But he puts a sticker on them.
Yeah, and I sign them to his, and I give him a $5 poster worth $200 as a bonus.
He also licks the lid.
And then I book him out for bucks nights, hens night, and marriages and divorces. And when they're doctors, I charge them $6.99.
When they're doctors? You're talking about, we met a lovely doctor the other day, didn't we? Dr. Nicole, she was lovely.
She does boob jobs and she's like an ironing board herself.
She's,
you need some of Lisa's tits.
No. Dr. Nicole, she basically does breast cancer surgery and reconstruction. She is literally a saint.
And she has got a good rig.
And she's got a very good rig.
And she's a better player than tennis player than Amanda.
Angela.
Close.
Don't worry, Angela. Facts are optional on this show. Don't worry. That's okay.
That's all right.
As long as one of us remember your name, and that includes you.
You beat me at tennis. You beat us at tennis.
And pretty soon, when
beat me at tennis, backhand forehand juice, 6-4.
He loves that. He loves the juice.
See you next Wednesday.
When Angela's performing arts daughter Rusty. Lavinia gets back in town, we're going to have a chat with her.
Yes.
Going to bring her on. She's going to do a song.
Rusty, doesn't Tony speak some shit?
We're going to do that. But anyway, we've got Rusty Brown in the house. He's been basically all over the world.
Doesn't Rusty speak some shit?
You're talking about...
I like it a lot.
You know, through the 90s, the legendary frontman of 2120, Mr. Yep. Brown, Electric Mary for the last, 20 or 25 years, has it been?
20 years now.
20 years.
And he's played with Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, David Coverdale, Glenn Hughes, mate, White Snake.
Alice Cooper.
What Snake you
played Judas with? Priest.
Don't get me jealous, mate, because I had number one.
Bruce
too.
Springsteen.
Yep. No, basically.
I made that up.
And all I played with was Fuck Up with Jacko.
Facts are optional on the T-Wiz podcast, Rusty.
Rusty, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Yes.
What's been happening in the Electric Mary world, mate?
I can't remember when I was here last. Had we been to Europe?
You had, but we only had a brief chat. And
yeah,
tonight
I was very
we're
sad when
it.
I came here last time.
What happened?
Oh, what am I going to say?
No, that's off-air stuff, mate.
I'm happy today, though.
For any of our listeners, we're going to put that behind a paywall. That'll be on our OnlyFans page.
Don't try and make me cry, man.
Rusty Brown's Heartbreak. Yeah. Only $1.99 a minute.
Rusty, bend over, I'll drive you home. And he's a Swans fan.
I'm happy today because Lisa bought me some Baileys.
She bought you some Baileys.
Fritches for Lisa.
Yeah.
She's in the next porno. That's why I said it. Hey, Helen, Lisa can't fight, but you should see a box.
Oh.
Caps goes boom.
Caps goes boom.
And the next one we're getting on is Dusty Martin.
On her boxer.
All right. Okay. Let's not talk about Lisa's box until she gets back.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. You know, I told my missus that I could make a car out of spaghetti.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should have seen her face when I drove past her.
Hey!
Oh, Rusty Brown, Ascension Drumsticks, the only drumstick company in the world that makes
fuck all. Just like Nick, he's been sacked.
He has not. He resigned. But
Amanda's taking this shirt off. There's a bit of movement at the station.
He's gone.
Angela, same thing.
He's gone out to pasture. We've put him out to stud. He's going to make some little D's.
Here comes Lisa.
And eventually we're going to bring the little D's into the T-Wiz podcast and it'll be just D's everywhere.
Lisa's back. She's adjusted her box.
Is that top made from your leopard skin pants?
Sorry.
That's actually the remainder of his ball sack after he had Botox. Now they're
getting more funny than me.
We both went to the same.
They're as smooth as a boiled egg, by the way. Now.
What was the doctor's name in?
Dr. D?
No.
Daniel Lanza?
Lanza?
Yes,
he's been
Lanza.
Struck off.
No, he was very good for me.
He was good for my liposuction.
Yeah, very good.
Gave
me
another 3 inches on the cock.
And Warwick and Brian Mannix both went for their facelifts at the same time, so they just took Brian's old face and stretched it over Warwick's.
Yeah, I look forward to he looks 96.
He does.
But the daughter's Mannix. Nice.
He looks like he's been reconstructed.
Yeah, let's go back to Rusty.
But still a beautiful man.
He's a lovely man.
He's a beautiful man.
He doesn't live here anymore, does he?
He's on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast.
Taking over my life, I'm a bit jealous.
Do you know that Brian Mannix, right? A lot of people don't know this. But I was the support band, so I know this. Do you know that, what was his band's called? What was his band's name?
Uncanny X-Men.
Everybody wants to work, Warwick.
A lot of people might like to hang a bit of shit on them because of that, you know, 50 years and all that. But did you know, and I know it's true, they sold 5 festival halls. Sold out.
Yeah.
And I was one of the support bands.
Yeah, right.
Five festival halls. For those who who want to hang shit on Brian
Mannix. Is that 5,000 or 6,000 there? What is it, 7,000?
Just say 10.
I don't think it's quite 10.
No, it's not 10. No. Maybe 5.
5,000 to 6,000, I think. But that's a lot. Back in the day, too, that was big.
Well, I'll tell you who didn't.
And he's been going 40 years, so good.
I'll tell you who didn't sell 5, and they've all played there. Black Sabbath, Joe Cocker, The Police, Foreigner.
How's that, Lisa?
They didn't play 5.
Sold out by
many. Mate, I remember as a 14-year-old, when Uncanny X-Men were at the top of their game, there was probably nothing bigger in the country at the time. Yeah.
And the ex-wife was in the film clips.
Which one was she in? Was she in the work one, or she was 50 years?
50 years. I didn't believe her. I watched it last night. She went, oh, not bad.
She's a bit thick around the sides now, isn't she?
She's that fat now, she makes you hungry.
Another drumstick broken.
And Lisa's trimmed down to a block of flats. So I'm like Tysheen, winning.
I know, you traded up in a big way, mate.
I never realised you hung so much shit on people here. I've actually tried to bring positivity.
No, it's all with love.
Ryan's been here, but he fell off a chair.
We only roast those that we love, Rusty.
Right. I'm going to see Shooter Echo next Friday.
Yep. Another West Heidelberger.
Yep.
That's it. One of our call-in agents, LV Pasquale from Upstart Entertainment. It's got a Pseudo Echo cover band called Prosciutto Echo.
Of course he has.
He's
They're actually as big as they've ever been right now.
They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, many years ago when they were finishing up, trying to be serious here, they were just doing the front bar ESPY.
Yeah.
They're playing the ESPY next Friday. Well,
when they started, remember when Brian
they're bigger now.
Started doing the band Brill as well?
Yes, yep.
Yep. Because they were just doing the front bar back in those days.
Do you want to come next Friday, Tony?
Yep.
Yeah.
Liberty Parade was one of their songs.
I'll arrange the tickets for you.
Thanks, mate.
He used to live Appreciate it. Liberty Parade, West Heidelberg. Brian. Two Brians. We talked about two Brians.
Kenham has reinvented himself a number of times, hasn't he?
He's a lovely guy.
He is.
He's different, the boy, isn't he?
You know what he used to call me? The Porno King.
I might hire you for the Westminster brothel. No. Secrets.
He wouldn't be hiring me for a movie, believe me.
Now the Westminster is the
I
new
could direct War- it though.
The new Warwick Kappa brothel on Westminster Street in what suburb?
Oakley.
No. Spot How the do you Aussie know that so quickly, Angela?
Because she worked there for a year.
She's just the receptionist.
Free polishes for Angela.
No. A mate of mine at work said, "Hey, you reckon Kappa can get me a free pass for the brothel?" I'm like, "Mate, any brothel that gives you a free pass, you don't want to go there."
They're going, "Oh, cash." I said, "It's all cash, you freaks." Is there any chance of a couple of Australians coming?
How are your Electric Mary bandmates going, mate?
You got they're very good.
You got some great blokes in that team.
We've got some very good people in our team now.
So Ronjack, Alex.
Ronjack, I invited him here tonight, but he couldn't make it.
Thanks for the necklace.
They're called tags.
Dog tags?
Dog tags.
I should have wore that on SAS, but I didn't want to do it.
Very cool.
SAS, I fucking kill me. 50 grand.
Pete Robinson's living in Queensland at the moment.
I lost one day.
He just lost his father recently, didn't he? Or
last year, I believe.
How's he coping with that? Is he okay?
I think he's okay now because it was coming, so he knew it was coming. So
I think a couple of times ago when you were here, we sent out a bit of a love to him and his old man, and once again we send out love to his family,
David
we
Senior.
Do. Yes, and when's the next concert, mate?
2 weeks ago.
No, they're coming.
Rose Tattoo. We played with Rose Tattoo. You said you were coming. You didn't come.
I was in Queensland somewhere.
Right. It was actually a really good gig. Really good.
Where was it, mate?
It was at the Prince Band Room with the Casanovas, Electric Mary and Rose Tattoo. Australia Day.
What did you tell us, you freak?
I did. I put your name in the door.
Now you make me feel bad, Lisa. Look.
Everyone's leaving.
He always does that.
Yeah, okay.
Bend over, Les. I'll drive you home.
Geez, I mean, like, she's buying him Baileys. She's telling him to bypass the Wiz. I mean,
fucking hell, he's fucking moving in.
He's got the bat phone straight to Lisa. What's going on here, mate?
Lucky I like him.
I know.
I know. When's the next one?
No idea at this moment. I think Brett's gone on the road with Jason Singh and he's playing his own gigs.
Yeah.
Brett Wood Band. Pete is Russell Morrissey and.
Just that tour's doing well too, Russell Morris.
Yeah, and he's doing a Status Quo thing actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which would be cool.
And Dara Ryder's doing So it was 1927?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. 1927.
We've got a gig coming up too. Oh, aren't we going to that?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it?
It's all around.
We'll look it up.
It's all around Australia.
We'll What's up. The singer of 1927's name? Guy?
I don't know, but I love that motherfucker.
Eric.
I love that motherfucker. Okay.
Well, let me tell you about
40
him.
40 years ago.
He tried out for a band I was in on guitar and didn't get the job. Then he said, well, I play drums as well because we're looking for a drummer. And he played the drums and he didn't get the job as well.
Poor prick.
So, yeah, and about 3 weeks later, he was on Hey Hey.
Hey Hey, Red Faces.
And then he's had a number one. I'm sitting on a couch talking to the water.
I remember that episode of Hey
Good
Hey.
Good show. I was on that. I look alike. I taped it.
Eric Banner did a look alike of you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was that based on you? I've just realised that.
Yeah.
Not Peter.
Not Poyter.
Eric actually played Warwick Kappa.
Oh.
And Julia Morris played the Fat Joanne.
If you go to warwickkappa.com.au, you'll see Eric Banner in Warwick Kappa get up.
It looked good. Yeah. He played Chopper.
Eric Banner used to be a busboy at the Castle Hotel in North Melbourne where I used to work, and he used to ask, can you please leave your PA up so that when I've finished cleaning, I can practice my, comedian, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah, very good stand-up.
Neville, I heard you were going to give me some cash.
Neville, cash, no cash.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about, Chopper. And no cash here.
And trust me, I worked with Chopper Reed for 4 years. He goes, you get the Eckies work? I said, am I a drug dealer? Oh, Strombos I do. So then he had nine. He goes, I don't like speaking last.
Chopper had a very proud penis, didn't he?
Kept getting his cock out.
He'd like to get it out?
He'd like to get his penis out. Yes, he did.
Only one bigger than me. I said, he goes, what do you reckon? Captain said, I'm a little bit impressed. Then Jacko hires a prostitute.
Oh, the crowd goes wild for that one.
So I spent 4 years with him. He's the only one that sells more, he gets more of his memorabilia than fucking me, and he's a murderer. He sells a fucking axe for $5,000. $40.
I write a bestseller and I can't even spell.
Awesome. Yeah. So I had another actually, as I interrupt your beautiful statement about Chopper.
I've had enough about him anyway.
I had another famous busboy work with me.
Roger Rodderson?
No. And I've forgotten his name. I remembered it just a second ago. Viking. The Aussie guy in Vikings. The Vikings.
Yeah, right.
What's his name? Travis Fimmel. He was a busboy at the depot.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
That was on Netflix. Good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who owned the depot back in... It was a footy player back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Dacos, was it?
Dacos originally owned it. It wasn't called the depot. That was the Greyhound.
The trade went broke.
And the Darcy's own it all now.
Yeah, Luke Darcy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Luke
yeah.
and...
Yeah.
And...
They got the... They got the...
What good show, isn't it?
The pub or whatever else at Crown Casino too, don't they?
Yeah, they got stuff. They got stuff everywhere. Good people, the Darcys.
Yeah, they're doing well. That's what happens when you you're a multi-million dollar AFL player.
Do you know it's going to be knocked down and they're going to keep some of the facade, I've led to believe, of the depot, famous depot, and it's going to be a 12-story building.
Probably like one bedroom apartments for
$7 million.
For a lot of the Box Hill crowd who do rub and tugs.
Right.
How would you know?
Apparently.
I'm only there weekly.
What's a rub and tug? I've never heard that before.
Well, you go down and get sucked off.
Children could be listening to the show.
No kids, mate. Over at NJ, you can get an ass swimming for $150 at Westminster. You know me. We're coming down for barbecue. Let's go back to Rusty.
Do you put on a barbecue? Yeah, we travelled Europe. I don't know if we spoke about it last time.
Briefly. But yeah, let's hear it.
We lost our drummer.
Michelle's leaving. She's a bit horny.
Spides is, I believe Spides is going to start a business in Europe. I hope I'm not starting a rumour here, but I did speak to him about it. And
you know that there's a drummer in the room with you right now.
Yeah. Look at him.
He just happens to be a...
look at his shoulders.
Hall of Fame player of the Sydney Swans. Look at him. He's considering it.
We should have a jam later.
Your left shoulder's bigger than your right shoulder.
That's my masturbating one.
Like John McEnroe.
I did it before, but Lisa came home early.
I met John McEnroe in France one day.
Story.
Surprise.
Pat Cash took us to Louis Vuitton party. The French Open.
Packhouse is an arrogant prick, but he's good.
Nah, he's good.
I met him 4 hours on a commercial.
I'll tell you how I met him. It was pretty interesting how I met him. We're walking down Fifth Avenue in New York.
He won Wimbledon.
Me and Jack Jones, Erwin Thomas.
Yep, yep.
And we walked past him and I said to Erwin, oh, I love like Packhouse. And he stopped. He goes, you Aussies? I said, yep.
So Breaks the Hawthorn.
Yeah, he did. He actually got us our first record deal. Yeah.
Who was that with?
It was called Power Age Records. It was through Classic Rock magazine, but they kind of went under straight away, and we went under with them.
Yeah, right.
So those are right ones to get their name?
Yeah.
Pat's
sort of.
I did a commercial with him. I thought Australia's Wonderland. He goes, oh, you know your song? I said, the number one one. He goes, I didn't like it. I said, well, didn't see your song, you freak.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little antisocial. Come on, Pat.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He's got some pretty good friends.
Yeah. No,
Robert Plant.
Australian legend.
Really? Yeah, he likes music, doesn't he?
Oh, he plays guitar.
He's up there with the Wiz.
I was saying, he's probably joking. He's probably a bit inferior.
Is he?
I heard he was a pretty good footballer, actually.
Yeah, he's trying to have a Hawthorn, wasn't he?
Mm. His dad, you know, his dad started the Players Association. Yeah, his dad was a reserves player for Hawthorn, yes.
That's why I like footy.
Yeah.
I was a bit pissed off because he got the advanced hair last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need it.
Because Greg Matthews got me that. I said, I'll just go and a bit of laser.
Where'd you get it, mate?
What I said, 80 grand and free hair care. And they go, oh, just 10.
Just 10?
I said, what a week. You said you're freak. Give it the pack cash.
That was a day.
But anyway, what do you need it for, Warwick? You got a beautiful, luscious head of hair there.
Oh, yeah. A bit of laser helped 10 years ago.
Really?
Those famous blonde locks are still flowing.
Are you getting any other secrets you can let out?
Yep.
Go on.
After midnight.
After midnight. Once we push mute on the microphones, we'll tell you all the dirty secrets.
After midnight, we're going to let all hang out.
So we'll see you in 3 weeks for the next concert.
Nah, there's no more gigs till probably after
June.
August.
All right.
What about your production side of things? You've been producing a number of people. I know you really got involved and helped the Revelation get up and about.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I've got the bullet from that gig.
You got the bullet from it?
Yeah,
I've got a few bullets.
He's got a band now, so they do all this stuff. I'm doing a few others, but I don't have much time to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to make an album, which will come out at the end of the year. And so,
what number album will this be?
Oh, not many for Electric Mirror. I think it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Still, it's a lot of content, mate.
Yeah, no, it's
a lot of content. You're doing something you love.
We've done a couple of EPs too. I really want to do an album this time. I wasn't a fan of albums for this very reason. I'd like to do EPs. We're a little bit. We got
We'll get demonetized if there's too much of that.
Oh, that's the lawyer coming.
Oh, yeah.
The lawyer's coming.
That stuff happens,
too. He can negotiate the royalties on that song in the background now. Sorry, Axel.
Do you know, it's funny you say that because we made, Alex, our bass player, and does all our art, we made little movies while we're in Europe.
Yep.
And we put our own songs on them and they got stopped.
Yes, because you've got them through a distribution agreement, right? I've got the same thing. I'm with Noise Hive Records and I put something out on YouTube with my own music on it and I got blocked.
Yeah.
And got threatened to get a copyright violation. I'm like, mate, I own the fucking song.
Yeah, I know that.
But
they do listen, don't they?
But yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, these days you see Rick Beato's channel.
Yep,
yep. He's been talking a bit about they're starting to break down the walls with that stuff now,
right.
Where there's not just fair use, but if you are using these things on channels, that artists are starting to realize that this is a way of reigniting maybe back catalogs as well. So
it's for a band of our sort of stature. It's a constant battle of how we do that because I remember a few years back, our second album was up on a Polish guy had put it on YouTube and it had 80,000 plays and I told him, please, mate, take it down.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love you guys. I'm trying to help you. I said, yeah, but 80,000 people have listened and they haven't bought it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll make a cent from this nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He probably did. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Well, I mean, 80,000, you get about 4,000 per million streams within a particular time frame on YouTube. So, I mean, what people do is they put this content out, and the idea is the same as all of these distribution labels. They'll sign, they'll let a heap of people get onto their platform, and through the aggregate, like let's say I get 10,000 streams this year. If they've got 200 bands on their roster, well, they're going to get 2 million streams, and that's where they're going to get their revenue.
Remember I pinched
it's all on the aggregate now. But
remember I pinched 10 seconds of that number one song, and they...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But now...
What was it?
Independent distribution equates to 33% of all streaming.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you got like half a dozen artists like Taylor Swift and people like that who have got a massive chunk. Like, I saw a YouTube video of hers the other day. My kids were playing it. It had 1 billion streams. Mm. There was a couple that there that one of them had 2 point something billion.
That's bigger than
so
us.
That's 2,000 million.
That's us in 2 years.
So 2,000 times 4 grand for one clip uploaded.
Mm. And she's shit ass.
I mean, it's
being here.
I mean, it's basically it's just cookie cutter mediocrity, really.
It actually makes me ill because I'm an older man.
Yeah.
Because I know 60s music and 70s pop and 60s pop.
Yeah.
Like those songs and those bands.
It's Bobby
and those
Country,
people,
isn't it? Bobby Country.
Well, like a lot of it just leveraged off the back of the Beatles, really, didn't it?
I think I'd rather Lee Kernaghan.
Oh, there was people before the Beatles, but there's great music from the 60s and 70s that I thrive on, to be honest with you. I mean, Taylor Swift's not shit ass. I'm just being rusty there, but, you know.
You can't beat putting on an old piece of vinyl like Free with Paul Rogers or an old Stormbringer piece of vinyl.
There's a bit of vinyl.
Coverdale and Hughes.
Is that your vinyl? I reckon I would have bought that back in the day.
1.3, so 85. I was a Milli Vanilli of the 80s.
Was it?
I reckon I would have bought that back in the day.
Thanks, mate.
For sure.
Hey, Warwick, I reckon that it's pretty much time. Hey, why don't we round up our studio audience? Hey, guys, come in here. We're about to do a very special segment. It's one of your favourites, Warwick.
All right,
one of my favourites, too.
It's one of Rusty's favourites. Everybody, let's get involved. Warwick.
And the leopard skin top.
Do that into the microphone.
Didn't
Everybody, let's gather around, sit around the campfire.
Gather around. Did you give that name to the AFL?
No, I did not.
Oh,
right. But
So not gather round.
We're on a budget, just like Kevin Bloody Wilson's grandfather.
Yeah, gather round.
We can't afford a fire, but Warwick's going to suck a peppermint, and we're all going to sit around his tongue. Okay? So
don't try and be funny, mate.
Okay, one sec.
I can tell you this into him the way you dress.
Oh, okay. It is time for Happy Birthday, Cunty!
Can we swear a bit?
Hold on, let me find the right sound effect. Oh, no, not that one. Oh, no. Not bad. That's it. Okay.
Beautiful. All right, guys. All right.
We are going.
The first one is a nephew of the legend right in front of me, our very own papa, Rusty Brown.
Rusty Brown.
Did you know about that?
Yes, it's my nephew's birthday today.
Another year older, just like the Caps. 60, but looks 39, Amanda.
That's true.
What's better than having Amanda, eating Amanda out?
Don't. Come on, let's get the vibe up a little bit.
All right. What's better than having Amanda, eating Amanda out? That's better. I got it. Have a great day, guys. My young apprentice, Jesse Trigg.
Say his name properly for us, Rusty.
Jesse Trigg.
Don't try and embarrass me.
No, we've said it 4 times now. Jesse Trigg.
Happy birthday, Cunty.
We keep going?
Oh, what's going on with the crickets? What's next, mate?
All right. The next one is an old school mate of the show. Never met him, but we'll just pretend we did.
Warwick.
Angela?
Warwick.
A massive supporter of Warwick and to a lesser extent, Tony. Oh. We remember him. Loves Rusty Brown.
That's hurtful.
Only human. Get a ticket. We remember him when he was running the Thursday strip show.
He's running the Thursday strip show at
the
Liquid
Nightclub.
Yes, he was.
Who's that?
Daniel, don't you remember?
Daniel.
Of course you do.
The Caps and Tony love you, Macca.
Dwayne McDonald.
Happy birthday, Cunty!
Happy birthday, Macca.
Thanks, Macca, you freak.
He runs a number of big tours. The Red Hot Summer Tour.
Oh, right.
Yeah, wow. That's his show.
We should get a gig there.
We've got to get the Electric Mary guys on.
No, they won't do it.
Why won't they?
They've got their 10, famous? Band, 10 bands they use and they're going to stick with that. Because that's what the crowd wants to see.
They're all gay.
If Dwayne's listening, he knows that I've got some inside information that might compromise.
We need better bands like. We need better bands like.
Come on, Dwayne.
Come on, Dwayne.
And finally, another T-Wiz Illumi.
Alumni.
I can't spell it or say it. Another Wiz Illuminati.
But you wrote a bestseller.
Owner of Highway and 9 Studios in Gosford. It's Ripper. He's a Ripper bloke. Just like
Highway 9 Studios in Croydon, by the way.
Owner of the Highway 9 Studios in Croydon.
Who is it?
He's a Ripper prick. And his name's Sean O'Sullivan.
Sean O'Sullivan. Happy birthday, Cunty.
Michelle.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Papa Rusty Brown.
Papa Rusty.
We're going to go up
there. What a lovely half show so far.
Warwick's going to pole vault to the toilet. We'll be right back. 10-minute break for 5 minutes. We'll be back in 25.
Get the lube. I guess what, Rusty? I did a show with Sam Newman last week. First class because they paid.
That was a great episode, by the way.
And we're walking down the plane. The hostess comes down with a miniskirt and goes, "Would you like headphones?" Sam looks straight back and said, "How'd you know my surname was Phones?"
Oh, hold on, Warwick. My fucking drumstick just broke.
Must be from Zillion.
Can you do the punchline again, mate? Timing is everything.
Are we doing the whole joke again?
Do it again.
Lucky we're not live.
I know.
So I'm going to Queensland, right? And the girl walks down and goes, "Would you like headphones?" And Sam said, "How'd you know me?" Her name was Phones.
Oh.
So I married her.
Sponsored by Ascension Drumsticks, the only company in the world that makes fuck all.
Yeah, Nick lost 20 on that.
He lost 20K on that. That's okay.
3 cheers for David.
Oh, that's how we start this episode as well. 3 cheers for David. David is...
David's not a bad kid.
He's part of the family.
He's a bit of an engineer.
Our cousin David, he's...
He's got some good Tonka trucks. He's not as good as mine.
He's been to every single episode that he's been to, which has been fantastic.
At least he can't turn up for once.
Hey, Warwick, do you get into the Super Bowl, mate?
I got asked to go, but there's no airfare.
No airfare?
So I'm going to tell Cameo tomorrow.
Cameo got a
first
box?
Class airfare.
Haven't Cameo got a box there?
Yep. Like Lisa, she can't fight, but she should see her box.
Oh, hold on. Fucking drumsticks.
Caps goes boom.
Oh.
She's in the next corner.
On the drumsticks. Apologise to those driving down a freeway Punt or a back street right now.
I'm starting to like this show.
Oh, yeah. Just took you 40 episodes to work your way into it. It's beautiful.
Rome
wasn't built in a day.
Like Sydney. Right, what are we up to now, mate?
I just wanted to see if I can insert an awkward silence. Mate, I want to know, do you follow the Super Bowl? Do you get into it at all?
Yeah. I don't know who's playing, but it's a good afternoon. It's funny how it's on a Monday afternoon, isn't it?
I mean, you know that you've made it. Like, the Super Bowl will probably be bigger than ever this year because it's going to get the T-Wiz bump.
Yeah, yep. I remember Ben Graham. He made $3 million a year.
He did.
As a kicker for us.
So let me have a look here.
70. And Rocket.
What have we got here? Basically, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs. Who else is playing?
49ers.
Yep.
No, studio audience participation is welcome, especially you, Angela. You're so beautiful. We love you. You're amazing. We just spent how many hours together on Sam's boat last week?
San Francisco 90s and the Kansas Chiefs. It's going to be a good game.
You survived like 7 hours straight in a bathing suit with Warwick Kappa, like literally millimetres from you.
Oh, what about Tony? He was having a couple of touches.
Well, I mean...
You're amazing.
We were both amazing. Warwick, did you say the 49ers? They're the San Francisco 49ers, right?
I just found out of my friend who's playing.
And the game will be this Monday, Australia time. And
the favourites are $1.77.
You could say it out loud, mate. It's playing in Vegas.
I'm going over.
So I've been given a very, very hot tip for any of our listeners. We'll get this episode up really, really quick.
Yep.
So we're going to drop 3 episodes, bang, bang, bang. We're going to drop...
That's value for money.
The King Canyon episode, which is fucking incredible. We're going to drop episode 39, which celebrates the number of the beast, Warwick Capper.
Yes, yeah. I saw 39 frames.
Which was a landmark episode. And episode 40, which is obviously fully dedicated to the Australian music legend, future Hall of Famer, Papa Rusty Brown.
No,
legendary singer of Electric Mary.
He's bigger than Jay-Z.
Back in the day, was fucking tearing up the local scene with 2120.
He was.
And even probably more revered amongst his peers, the famous Mr. Brown, which he is. But we got a fucking hot tip. Mate, got onto this.
Who from?
Thing. It's Ghosts Bet.
I've heard of those pricks.
So it's Ghosts, like plural. G-H-O-S-T-S Bet.
I have heard of those pricks last week.
So
and they're bigger than Sports Bet.
Mate, I found these guys on Insta, right?
Right.
So at Ghosts Bet AU. Uh-huh. And I got on to this. Followed their link tree, and
sorry guys,
and just as a startup, they flicked me basically a couple of tips, and I'm not a huge betting guy. My brother had recommended it to me originally.
I'm actually going to go over there with Cameo in the box.
I jumped on, mate. I threw down a bet that they sent me a tip on.
Yep.
Basically, bang, got a win. I'm like, fuck. Okay, I don't want to get too carried away here, but I got sent a tip from those guys.
And I've heard those pricks give a 70%,
tell you what it
70%
is.
Success rate, so I'm starting to get an erection.
This one's free. This one is basically literally way less than an hour at Whizmeister's brothel in Oakley.
Don't try and be funny,
mate. I'm not. I'm trying to give the business a plug here, mate.
Whizmeister's. David's a regular customer.
When are you doing the Kappa sausage at the Whizmeister's, by the way? When are you doing
once a month,
once a month.
We'll see you at Easter.
What day?
Ghosts Bet AU have sent me this. They have got, with their analytics, they're using literally the best statisticians in the game. They have got the money on the Kansas Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So do yourself a favor, fucking put the farm on the Chiefs.
Dollar 77.
If you win, cut me and Warwick into the business. If you lose, we don't want to fucking hear about it.
Direct, can you put 10 grand, Tony?
We don't want to hear about it. We do not want to hear about
it.
But if you win,
because I've retired at 30,
cut us in. We've got to share on that. The Chiefs. So, mate, do you want to do it? We'll report back on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll report next week.
Kansas City Chiefs. Have you ever watched the whole Super Bowl game?
Watched it. They played my commercial last year and Fev was jealous prick.
Well, Fev's only got how many minutes of highlights?
Three.
How much have you got?
9 weeks.
9 weeks.
Pictures for Warwick.
Fucking 9 weeks. Hold on a second.
17 players kick 100 goals. Only 17 out of 5 million players.
The crowd goes wild. Daryl, can you shut him off?
Thank you, mate.
Appreciate
he's
that,
been
mate.
Funny. I'm starting to
so the Kansas City, the Kansas Chiefs, basically to win the Super Bowl. Ghosts Bet AU.
Let's put some money in.
Jump on Insta. Go to Instagram at Ghosts Bet AU. Jump on Instagram. Go there. Get on the link tree. You can basically follow it around. I think they've even got an OnlyFans. So if you hook up with them, you pretty much get fed. Literally industry leading statistics, so you can win. I think they give you monthly reports, the whole lot. But anyway, we'll have a crack at this and we'll report back next week.
Yes, do it in the nude only.
I hope so, because turn the lights up, mate.
Clothing is optional on the T-Wiz podcast.
Certainly is, mate.
Along with
we do have some good nights.
Facts are optional.
That's why we charge $400 for the fans to come in.
Facts are optional.
We don't fuck around.
Surely that's a song title. Facts are optional.
I reckon it is. Warwick, how big's your penis? Speaking of optional facts.
4 inches from the ground. And I was trying to have a big brother, but picked up 35, and there's a contract. Pictures for, how about poor Roger Rogerson dying?
Old Roger Rogerson died. You spent some time with him, didn't he?
3 years.
Didn't he threaten to kill you for turning the air conditioner off or something?
I was hoping he was only joking. 3 years later, he got done for murder again.
Yeah.
And his wife wanted to go out, and I said, maybe have Jacko, mate, because I want to live a bit longer.
Listen, I don't care who he is. Be a notorious killer all you like. Nobody has got permission to kill the Wiz.
Correct. It's just... And then someone...
It's like killing Vegemite.
I'm selling Mark of the Century and Point of the Year, and he's selling death certificates.
That's unbelievable. He was too, wasn't he? He was actually selling death certificates.
I said, Roger, stop talking, mate. You give me a soft one. Go and get the beers. I'll tell you how to beat the breathalyzer.
What
is it? And I just gargle. Duggle, mouthwash.
What a tour that was, though. Roger Rogerson, Warwick Capper, and Mark Jacko Jackson.
Yeah, is that Rossi? Good, the bad, the ugly.
Which one were you?
I was ugly. And then Roger goes, Dago says, go a bit faster or a bit late. So I'm doing 220 in Drago, flogging the fuck out of it. I thought it was open at speed limit, and then I realised it's 150. So I get a fine, and Roger goes, I'll handle that. And he goes, bring that down a little bit, because I killed a few people, guys.
Yep, yep. He was
he put down 110.
Did he really?
So it was only $180. So I sold a frame.
What were you really doing? How fast were you going?
220.
Are you serious?
I was real bouncing the fucking Drago, but fucking good fun.
Numbers
yep.
are also optional when it comes to statistical facts here. So
let's go back to Rusty now.
Let's get back to Rusty Brown. Papa Rusty, number one.
Let's talk about you.
Electric Mary.
What do you think of me, Tony? You fucking beautiful.
The audience says it all, work. Thank you,
Dale. I think I should record that song I wrote about you. Actually record it properly.
Told you wrote one. David?
Yeah.
Don't be doubt my word.
It's a very good song.
Joe Speeding.
We'll get...
Where's that prick gone?
Don't say anything.
Is he robbing me like Spearsy?
Don't say anything. There he is.
We'll get...
Who is Spearsy, by the way?
Up there, Gazali.
He's a fucking arsehole. Robbed me $7,000 in my safe. Motherfucker. Get that cunt. I'll burn his house
up there, Gazali. What's his name again?
Mike Brady.
Mike Brady. We should get Mike Brady on it.
You're better. We should play Rusty's song.
That episode when you sat here and played an acoustic song, mate...
Let's play that.
You know,
for the girls,
there's something to be said about somebody. Like there are so few artists out there
they can sing live.
That have got a platform like yourself, who have that spark inside of them, that passion, where you know that they just had to do music, just had to, but not just play other people's songs. They had to create something.
And we went and watched him.
You've got that going on, mate.
We went and watched him with the Baby Animals, and he was better.
I could watch somebody who really believes in what they're doing all day long.
Because they're all good musos in the band, every person.
But that particular song that you played, it was unbelievable because, you know, Electric Mary yourself, you guys have this vibe about you. It's powerful.
We should play a song, a new one.
For some, it's even like for a young aspiring bands, they might find that intimidating. They're Tony, like, how do I get to that?
Tony, can we play a song?
We can play a song.
The one the freeway is. Remember?
Have we got a guitar here? But that song, when you basically broke it down, just you and the guitar, and
yeah, it was good.
You just peeled the wall back, it was beautiful, mate.
What song was that? Was that No More I In You?
I don't remember what it was called. But
was it a new song that I written?
I've got a guitar here, John. Press the girls. They come a long way.
No, my fingers are broken.
None of them.
You can only do it once.
Electric?
None of them will be in that,
you can't
that
do well it twice.
Electric for Electric Mary or just...
So, just for anybody that's listening to an episode with Rusty on for the first time, Rusty's been on about 4 or 5 times, so if you track through the 40-odd episodes, you'll find stuff in there. So, dig through, find that song. But Rusty Brown has been basically pushing his creative juices through the Melbourne Australian music scene since...
30 years ago.
The late 80s?
I did my first professional band. I was 83.
He's a good songwriter.
So there you go, 83.
Yep.
That was before Thriller was released.
Was it?
That's when I was sitting. That was when I was sitting on heads.
So you know, basically, some of the greatest music of all time came after Rusty Brown. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen.
And none of my music was attached to it.
No, but you never know, mate. Through the osmosis of things, but in all honesty, though. Even when I was first coming up, trying to break in, because back in the early 90s, late 80s, that period, it was hard to get a gig.
Mm.
You know, there was a lot of good bands. There were a lot of established bands out there that really owned the space.
And you're talking covers now?
Most in the cover scene, that was a big thing. But in terms of originals, it was like... And Rusty, like the Brat Pack Bar and all these venues on Nicholson Street and the Riverside Inn and the
Tony corner. Rusty has always done songs.
I know. He had probably one of the most successful cover bands of the 90s with 2120.
We're gonna play a song for you, girls.
It really didn't get much bigger than that in the day.
No covers. We started, Sean and myself, started that band.
Michelle likes him.
To make money... to do our originals.
Yeah.
That's why we started the band.
Yeah.
What happened, though, after a little while, the covers took over and then I wasn't that in front of Deep Purple. So he's got a band called Perpendicular. So they're like, he's a cover band of his own band.
Yeah.
They play all the songs and stuff. So, you know, I met him for a second for the second time. And we ended up playing in Belgium at a place called the Spirit of 66, which had just been flooded in this time in Belgium. It was awesome.
It's pretty and worldwide, like Warwick Kappa.
Down, they actually had a place like this, Warwick, as quite a cave atmosphere downstairs.
There wouldn't have been as much Warwick Kappa memorabilia there, I don't think.
No,
don't
no.
Don't be funny, Tony. I've actually achieved greatness.
There was.
Give myself a drum then.
Don't try and be facetious.
So it had all been painted. And I saw
David in the room.
I saw that Ian Pace was going to be playing there again a few weeks later. So I wrote this huge message to him. Of course, it's in a band room as if he's going to fucking read it.
Yep.
Well, he did.
Did you put it on the wall or the door? Or
I put it on the wall.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I wrote it big. It was like a letter saying, you're my favourite musician.
How's that?
Da, da, da. So his keyboard player messaged me on Facebook and he said, Ian read your thing. And I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yep.
What do you mean Ian read my thing? What is this? Yes. What are you talking about? And he said, oh, I'm the keyboard player of the band. I went, oh, my God, he did read it.
Wow.
How childish at 63 to do that.
No, mate.
And I was in Brisbane living there and then Whitesnake were playing in a shit little small place and I fucking saw ears for a week.
But realistically, I mean, if you think about it, through your whole life, other than your family, who means more to you than your music idols?
No, music's
who means more to you?
Either it was football, family and Swans.
Well, what? Rusty is a passionate supporter of those that he loves. I mean, like, even the fact that he comes to visit us is because he had such a powerful affinity for you as being a part of the team that he loves, the Swans.
Even his neighbour liked me. Fucking desperate, but it's good. Yeah, I got a free breakfast.
Well, I was telling the boys earlier, and this is the honest truth. You go to a football match and you barrack for the side you barrack for. You're always going to barrack for that side. Players come and go, coaches come and go, presidents, whatever. But you always barrack for that team. What I'm not sure whether Warwick ever thought about that, but without even knowing him back there, I would be in the crowd sticking up for him when people were yelling whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or to have Warwick was a polarizing character.
Yep.
And most opposition supporters don't like people that are good.
No.
And he was good.
He was very good.
I was there the day he took the mark on Langford's head.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
I'm telling you now. Everyone who's listening, believe me or don't believe me, but it's true. I actually stood up and my knees buckled when I saw that mark.
Yep.
It was just unbelievable. I've never seen a mark like that. Like, people talk about marks now, but people playing in the park, a 14-year-old can take a mark that goes straight up.
He's actually
T-sectioned somebody's head.
He wasn't portrait. He was
marked
landscape.
It with one.
I didn't mean to do it.
And marked it one-handed.
I didn't really mean to do it.
Well,
because he fell over at my foot. But my extreme steroid use.
I'm using him with football.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm a huge football fan.
Something that I'll add to this is that I think that if you have a look at it, having an unmovable and unshakable belief in yourself allows you to propel yourself to incredible heights. I think nobody probably believed themselves more than Warwick, even though he worked way harder than everybody would imagine.
Mm. Yeah.
But that self-belief.
Some people think it's easy.
And because he looked good, the tight shorts, the white boots. I mean, like, the guy literally had like 27% of cheek hanging out of each bottom pocket of his short. But you could jump, kick, run. It was fucking. Yeah. It was unbelievable. What's that?
And that was in my car.
Belief is a huge thing.
Did you just mention Warwick's package?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she?
Sorry. He did. I mean, Lisa's told me.
Especially in Lisa's both holes.
Oh.
But going back to that game, we lost by 90 points. Mark of the century. Tore my hamstring. Mark of the century. All in 1 week.
You tore your hamstring, did you?
I only played the 3 quarters, kicked 5, and the whole team got 6. I said, I'm best player, I'm retiring, going to prison for 3.4. Did fuck all, and the rest
tell
was
me
history.
Tell me this, right? I don't know if you're allowed to now. We don't speak ill of the dead because he's a wonderful coach. But
who?
When Warwick, Houston. When Tommy Hafey came along, completely changed. We went from a team that could hardly win.
Yeah, lucky.
Now, I followed all the football. I went up to watch the Swans train under John Northey, we trained on half a ground, and there was 14 people at training.
He knows more about Swans than me.
Right? All the people hadn't moved up yet. There was 14 people at training, and I just went there, and I thought, this is why we don't win games, because there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Like, how can you train a team with 14 people? That doesn't make sense.
You're only getting 4,000 in the game.
Well, it was stupid. But when Tommy Hafey came, things changed. I went to training at Moore Park on those outside grounds.
He loved Warwick, by the way. He fucking loved Warwick.
Yeah. And some cunts go, oh, I can't train very
And they hard. All, they all, you know, Jimmy Edmund was there and Greg Williams, who I'd never heard of, didn't even know he'd won a best and fairest at Geelong.
They got Healy, Nagel, remember?
Healy, that, yeah. All those.
I took all their money, but worth every cent.
Yeah.
Kick 195 and the rest was history.
So, Tommy Hafey, tell me this. Am I allowed to ask this question?
Yeah, anything, mate. Go for it.
We were an extremely good side. We won the first nine games we played the first year he coached.
Those are stats, don't they?
We were shit ass in every final.
Yeah.
Did he train us into the ground like everyone
says?
Yeah, but
I was fit, so I didn't care. But Tony Moore bagged him and...
Tony Moore.
So we might have gone an extra 2 hours too much.
But also, too, if you transition from a team that's like not really committed to going to that level, I mean, at some point, the legs are going to die, aren't they? I mean...
We did train a little bit hard there, but because I liked him so much, I couldn't
We say. Could... We could yeah. When I watched the game, well, we got beat by 88 points by Melbourne. But we just got beat.
How many coaches did they have back then? Like, you had Hafey, and what was his support staff? Well, you have a couple of assistant coaches. That's about it, right?
I'm not sure.
But they were good. But we had
they didn't have the sports science. They didn't have the nutrition. They didn't have any of the infrastructure around the training.
Yeah, but they had a priest for me for counselling. So I was a fair student because I was running brothels, doing porn, kicking 92 goals, written the Swanettes.
Number one single.
Leanne Edelston, even the doctor.
You did the doctor as well.
Number the one Dr. book, Edelston. Number one record, number one book.
I actually met someone who worked for him. She said he
six
was
a week.
Good.
Said he was what?
No good.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
When the wife fucked up, I thought, I'm going to pick myself now. And I had a big black book. Debbie Newsom, perfect.
What was doctor's
snatch?
What was doctor's? Was it Gabby or whatever? What was the new one?
Leanne Edelston.
No, the later one.
Gabby Gecko.
Yeah.
Both holes. All good fun, Rusty.
Normally pay extra for that, but Warwick got it on Fitch a discount. Just like you can get it at Wismeister Secrets in Oakley.
Fitch
is
for
is that what
Angela.
It's called?
It's called West. Is it called Westminster? But we're rebranding it to Wismeister.
And you've got a sausage chisel there. When is that happening?
Elise Lisa's not here.
Once a month.
And my secretary has just come down.
Got there? Let's have a look.
Tommy Hafey. We used to have Chinese together. And Lisa knew he had cancer before he told anyone because he had glassy eyes.
Lovely man.
Gave all the nephews 400.
You got a pretty good rig on you there, buddy.
Oh, a big cock too.
Yeah. Well, you know, per capita, Angela, the smaller your body is...
I was on Big Brother. I said, big cock, I said 3 inches from the ground.
Another.
Diary room for you. Diary room, victim over 3 days, picked up 75. I was 40, but I exaggerated.
You know that the skinnier you are, Warwick, the bigger your dick looks. Did you know that?
The beauty of the T-Wiz podcast and how it goes from seriousness to
sounds about
absolute nothingness.
It does.
Very quickly.
It does.
No.
This has come a long way from
unless
Melbourne.
I get paid 50 grand.
Come on, mate.
I can't sing. I've got COVID. I'm joking.
Come on, Rusty. Flash your brand eye. Show me a stretch mark.
No, I don't sing. You can put a song on. Put a song on the T-Wiz podcast.
Rusty, I'll drop a song into the edit. What song should I pop
let's
on?
Let's put Rusty's
end?
Number one arm.
I want you to play my favourite song that I've written. It's called So Cruel.
So Cruel.
We're 2014 version.
What's the best crowd you've ever played against, mate? And what city?
The best
crowd you played?
Oh, I was probably at Hellfest. Clisson.
How many people?
When we played, there was probably, I don't know, 10,000. But that whole day, that has 65,000. In fact, that...
Where was that, mate?
In France.
Fuck.
Hellfest is so big now after COVID, it actually goes for 2 weeks, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you come back the next week and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the biggest tour festival in Europe.
A lot of DJs are sort of fucking up the live music now, aren't they? With a Jimmy Trumpet. Can you find the
song for us? Yeah,
the festival, DJ things.
It's on the Last Great Hope.
Let's play.
I lost it.
Let's play Rusty's favorite song.
Hang on.
What was it called again, mate?
It was called.
Lisa likes his new one.
I'm getting a little bit concerned how much Lisa likes Rusty.
Well, she did last night when I was masturbating and I missed out.
I'm seeing the whole, like, we're old friends. I've got a couple old friends too.
I like old friends.
I have to delete them every time I get a girlfriend.
The song is called So Cruel 2014.
So do I.
In brackets.
So I made me own porn.
This is it, mate.
Let's play. Is it on Apple? Can we play it on Spotify?
Yeah. Rusty Brown, ladies and gentlemen, massive round of applause for Rusty.
We're going to play a song?
We are going to play a song.
Wait 2 weeks. We're going to play my song.
We're basically connecting this thing via Bluetooth.
I play drums and he sings and Tony sings. Can you play Rusty? Shit, yeah.
It is called So Cruel.
He's like,
this is my favourite song, by the way. This is my favourite song. It doesn't have to be anybody else's favourite song.
Hey! See you next time.
You guys have been terrific.
Hey, don't you speak to me of truth. Hey, do you read the words I choose? Why you standing inside the shadow?